Orphan Radio number 78. This is Matt.
Woo woo.
That means that's Benji. How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. We're on Skype here. I can see you looking at the record you got the other day that you were telling me about. We'll get to that later. This is Orphan Radio number 78. You and I haven't done one in a little bit, I guess.
It's been a minute. It has.
What's been going on in Kansas City?
Nothing.
Is it cold?
It's frigid. No, it's just been hot and, you know, same old, really.
Yeah. You've been DJing?
Yeah. Every third Saturday at the mini bar.
Nice. That's cool. With Josh or with other people?
Well, Josh sometimes, Jacob, and then my friend Pat the other night. So we kind of mix it up.
Yeah. We started the show off tonight with Ernie Maresca, Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out, which I know is a favorite of yours.
Oh, man, I love that song. Heard that many years ago on tour with the Breakups. I think we were in Arkansas or something, and we were listening to some oldie station, and that song came on, and I got the 45 shortly thereafter.
Yeah, I remember Mike bought some kind of oldies compilation when we were in high school, and it was on there, and I had never heard it before. But, you know, that guy wrote a bunch of the Dion and the Belmonts.
Right,
really great,
right.
Really great song. Maybe we'll play a Dion song later.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be cool.
All right, well, I know that you just got a record that you've been after for a lot of years from a guy named John Harrison, who we're friends with. Do you want to start off with that and tell us what it is and how you got it, et cetera?
Yeah, I had to sell some things and do some little wheeling and dealing, but I finally was able to acquire this really, really rare single, 7-inch, from this band Fool's Face from Springfield, Missouri. I'm not sure what year it's from. I'm assuming right around 1980. It doesn't have a date on it, and the Discogs page doesn't list a date. But I could ask Tom Sorrells from Titan, and he'll know. But anyways, it's just this really, really good song. That's people that collect this kind of stuff. There's probably like 20 people out there that really want it, and there's hardly any copies of it. So it's really hard to get, but I've been trying to get it from John since 2010, and I finally broke down and got it. So
nice. Did you have to trade him anything?
No, I
just money.
I just sold a few things and was able to get it. You know, I figured he had it listed on Discogs for a lot more than I actually gave him. But anyways,
right.
I worked a deal with him, and he brought it last week to Music Trivia, and I picked it up and was pretty stoked. So
cool. All right. Well, you want to play it?
Yep, it's called I Could Tell.
I didn't need to see it to know that you were looking at me. Pretending that you thought that I was someone you knew. I was trying to make you believe that I was unaware of the things that you were trying to do. I knew every move that you were making. I counted every breath that you were taking. Somehow it seemed like you knew what was happening too. Said anything. Guess that I was also tuning into your mind. That's all that I could do to explain. Something inside told me you were sneaking up from behind. I didn't need to turn around. I never even heard you make a sound. Had a good idea of what you wanted to say all the time. I could tell.
I could tell
what you were thinking about, but you could never seem to say. I could tell.
I could tell.
I don't need to look to know where you're gonna be. I didn't need to listen to know what you said.
we started that set off there with Fool's Face. I could tell. That's a such a good song.
Worth every penny, right?
I think so.
And I went into a Steve Adamick band. That's off their new album that's coming out on July 29th. The new album's called Graceland. That song's called Carry On. I like them a lot. They're from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And we finished that one off with The Conquerors, You Must Be Dreaming, Kansas City. My friend Rory, they're really, really great. I like them a lot. It's been out for a little bit on High Dive Records, yeah. Kansas City label. Josh has got that. Josh's last EP was on the label.
Yeah, that's cool.
Verwanger.
I saw when I was last in town in December, I saw them play.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. I have to order that 7-inch.
Yeah, it's seriously, you got to have it. It's good. What have you been up to?
Nothing. And right now I'm house sitting in Florida and working from down here. Florinda.
Florinda's. That's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, it's nice and quiet. I don't talk to anybody. It's
definitely
perfect.
Definitely.
I don't want to talk to anybody. Do you?
Not really. I don't even want to talk to you right now, to be honest.
Hey, what did you think of Scott Baio's speech the other night?
Oh, man. Fucking I Believe in Joni Loves Crotchy.
We should play Joni Loves Johnny later, too.
Oh, yeah. We can play. We'll play Swordfish by Dead Milkmen.
Okay.
Too. Man, that guy is a fucking loser.
Take it back.
Seriously. I mean, did you see his tweet, the Hillary one?
No.
The cunt one, it's pretty classy.
Scott Baio did?
Yeah. Yeah. You look it up. It's pretty good. But yeah. So what do you want to start the next set off with?
All right. I want to start it off with this band called the Zigzags. They're from LA. The song is called The Sadist. And then you're gonna play a song in the middle, and then I'm gonna tack a song onto the very end, and I wanna know what you think of it because I think you'll be interested in who recorded it. Okay?
Okay. We'll check it out. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Matt and Benji, Orphan Radio number 78. Started off with the Zigzags, the Sadists. That song's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's good shit. We followed it up with some stuff that Josh turned me on last month on when we DJ'd. He brought this I Cugini di Campagna, No Tu No, some Italian stuff.
What year is it from?
Let me see. I think it's 1980.
Okay. And then what do you think of that last song there?
That was good, man. It was pretty weird, but what is it?
It is Catherine Cher.
Oh, no way.
So her stage Snake? Name, who? Yes, Gypsy from the Manson family. So that 45 came out in 1965, and she was going under the name Charity Shane, and she put out a 7-inch. Ain't It Babe was that song, and then there's the flip side song is actually pretty good too. I listened to that too, but it's pretty cool.
Damn, that's going in my want list.
Yeah, I wonder if it's hard to find.
I don't know. I'll look it up on Discogs during the next set.
I mean, you and I are both completely obsessed with the Manson family.
Oh, absolutely. Anything I can get like that, man, or any knowledge, anything.
Made a trip to Spawn Ranch together back in 2007.
Dude, that was fun. That was...
We gotta do. We keep saying this, but we gotta do another LA trip.
Absolutely, because there's a lot more stuff we need to do and revisit.
Yeah. So you want to do a country set?
Yeah, let's do a country set. I just grabbed this Hank Williams little gatefold 45 thing from Half Price Books this weekend for 50 cents. That was probably supposed to be more than that, but the girl gave it to me for 50 cents. It's from 1953. So I guess it probably came out right after he died, but it's the early stuff without all the strings and the fake stereo shit on it. So it's really good. But it's called Moan in the Blues.
All right.
And the picture sleeve is really amazing looking. The picture's awesome. Cool. But we'll do Long Gone Lonesome Blues.
How much do you think that thing's worth?
It goes for like 30 to 50 bucks.
And you got it for 50 cents?
I got it for 50 cents. This one's in really, really nice condition. So it's one of my favorite things now. It's pretty rad.
Sweet. You know, I stopped at his house in Alabama on the way, my drive back in February.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember that.
That was cool. All right, let's go.
Go.
I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. But I got to the river so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. I had me a woman who couldn't be true. She made me for my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post is done left and gone. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue. I'm gonna find me a river, one that's cold as ice. And when I find me that river, Lord, I'm gonna pay the price, oh Lord. I'm going down in it three times, but Lord, I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. She told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Along about Monday she was nowhere about. And here it is Tuesday, ain't had no news. I got them gone but not forgotten blues. She's long gone. I'm lonesome blue. For 2 long weeks you're going to Kansas City, and I'm sure I'm gonna miss you while you're gone. This old town will seem to die without you, but it sure will come to life when you come home.
So take care of you for me in Kansas City,
and honey, call me every now and then.
Take care of you for me in Kansas City,
'cause I'll miss you till you're in my arms again. Now, honey, watch those Kansas City Romeos, and don't let them fool you with their charms. Have a lot of fun, but remember that I love you, and I'm awaiting here with my two open arms.
So take care of you for me in Kansas City,
and honey, call me every now and then.
Take care of you for me in Kansas City,
'cause I'll miss you till you're in my arms again. Now I ain't never been to Kansas City, but I've heard stories about the girls that's gone. So if you just gotta go to Kansas City, take your time of getting there, but hurry home.
City.
And honey, call me every now and then.
Take care of you for me in Kansas City,
'cause I'll miss you till you're in my arms again. Yes, I'll miss you till you're in my arms again.
Driving a race car is my way of making a living. My way of putting the bread on a table at home. I'm getting back about half as much as I'm giving. And I couldn't make it without a good woman at home. First place could be just a dream, I'm gonna chase it. Finishing out of the top ten is nothing but bad. And a junker won't ever be first, I might as well face it. First class equipment is something a man's got to have. You might even call me a 20th century drifter. 32 weekends I load up the car and I'm gone. And my woman cries with each goodbye kiss that I give her. And she prays that come Monday morning I'll be drifting home. Where my woman sleeps in my arms and I lie here thinking. Half awake, half asleep, I run and rerun the race. From dark until dawn it goes on, my half awake dreaming. And ever so often I dream that I'm taking first place. But it's gotta be more than a dream, dreaming won't make it. Or dreaming won't ever put bread on a table at home. And racing runs deep in my veins, I'll never shake it. I'm tied to it just like I'm tied to the woman at home. You might even call me a 20th century drifter. 32 weekends I load up the car and I'm gone.
righty. So we started that set off there with Hank Williams, the Long Gone Lonesome Blues.
Yeah.
Classic song.
And then I did, in honor of you, and since I haven't been to Kansas City since December, Buck Owens, the Kansas City song.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Then we followed it up with Marty Robbins. Is it 20th Century Drifter? Or
24,
yeah.
Or whatever. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a great song. I've discovered that song on this comp, this Country Sunshine comp from when I was a kid.
So good. My dad always used to play Marty Robbins in his car all the time. It's like the one CD he had.
My grandpa used to play El Paso on his guitar all the time when I was a kid. And so I've always had this like love for Marty Robbins just because my grandpa used to always play him.
Yeah, his stuff is amazing.
Oh, I love him. Yeah, definitely. So I even like the cheesy shit. There was a what was that song? I can't remember what the there was some song from the 70s that I really liked, and I remember Alley Cat and Lawrence. I took it up to the counter, and the guy totally was fucking giving me shit for buying it.
Fucking loser.
And I was like, "Fuck you, dude. All right, I won't buy it then." But I bought it.
I even have one of his Hawaiian albums.
Oh yeah, that's
Do you have
good.
Any of those?
No, I don't have any of those. I have up to, some early 80s shit. That's about where I...
Yeah. Well, we talked about maybe playing a Dion song, but why don't we each pick one out? We started the show off with Ernie Maresca. I was going to play a song that he wrote by Dion, and then you want to play one too?
Yeah, let's do that.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. About a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a run around sewer. Oh.
like I dreamed it would, and I'm glad that I found you. Cause our love is a gas and I know it'll last, and
love came to me.
I feel so good.
Love came to
and
me.
Knock, knock, knock on wood.
Alright, I'm gonna telecaster to the television screen, 'cause I don't like what's going down. I'm gonna flip my telecaster to the television screen, 'cause I don't like what's going down. I got the right, I got the right, I got the ticket and the bus stops here. Continuation on the network news, rock and roll heroes with the rich man blues. It doesn't really matter if the future looks bleak, 'cause I've never seen more than a tenner a week. California records, so I steal them when I can. I drop my guitar and wear a band. Then I'm gonna set my telecaster to the television screen, 'cause I don't like what's going down. I'm gonna set my telecaster to the television screen, 'cause I don't like what's going down. I got the right, I got the right, I got the ticket and the bus stops here. Now I got a new band. It's a picture on the web and this guitar in my hand. Beat it up fast and play it hard and fast. Things are looking good at last. They're calling Band Generation and doing the best that I can. I'm gonna set my telecaster to the television screen, 'cause I don't like what's going down. I'm gonna set my telecaster to the television screen, 'cause I don't like what's going down. I got the right, I got the right, I got the ticket and the buck stops here.
She smiles just that way. It reminds me of you, and my heart rushes back to the love we once knew. Then she asks what I'm thinking of, and I say it's nothing.
We're back.
back there, Shoot the Moon by Plain Jane in honor of Chachi. That's TV's Chachi from Happy Days, as Rachel Maddow likes to say every time she has to mention his name this week, from the Republican National Convention. And then would you follow that with?
Tell them what movie it's from.
Oh, yeah, duh. It's from the Zapped soundtrack. If you haven't seen Zapped, you should check it out. It's got Willie Ames in it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Classic 80s film. The unstoppable duo of Scott Baio and Willie Ames.
They were unstoppable.
A.K.A. Bible Man.
Yeah, I remember when he lived in Kansas City.
Olathe, yeah.
In the middle there, I played The Radiators from Space, Television Screen. Kind of recognizes the first punk band from Ireland.
Right, right. Good,
that
really
song
good
from
stuff.
77, good stuff. And then I'm pretty psyched about the last song in the set there.
Me too, man. I love it so much. It's one of my current like favorites. Jackson Mudd, it's called It's Nothing. Jackson Mudd is Josh Caterer of Smoking Pope's fame. His new project, which nice. Is excuse me, really good. And that song is just takes me back in a lot of ways to like Smoking Pope's. I mean, his voice is so iconic anyways, for at least for me and you, but
That we met at a Smoking Pope show in 99.
We did.
At the Bottleneck in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, that was God. It seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
It really was. I mean, damn, 20 years.
Well, yeah, they're one of my favorite bands ever.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, forever. Timeless.
Yeah, so that new Jackson Mudd, that's all new stuff that, and I think they're probably playing around Chicago, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think I've seen him put some stuff up about some shows. Man, I've been sweating that guy for so many years every time I see him.
I've seen you bother him at shows a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done that many times. Sorry, Josh.
Cool. Well, let's move into another set. I've been kind of obsessed with the Bobby Fuller 4 lately. It's becoming an obsession with me. Not only because I think the music is really great, but also like the whole story and how he died. And that whole thing is just really bizarre.
Right.
And anyway, I got Josh, not Josh Caterer, Josh Berwanger, Bobby Fuller 4 record that I've been listening to a ton for his birthday in June. And I don't know, I'm just really into it lately. So let's start it off with a Bobby Fuller 4 song.
Let's do it.
There's lots more we can do. Julie, I need your love. the world.
All right, Matt and Benji back again for the one last time. Orphan Radio number 78.
God, whoop.
I see that the Insane Clown Posse played in Lawrence recently, but you didn't go. What happened?
I was predisposed. I don't remember. I didn't feel like going because I don't like that band, really.
Whatever. I played two Bobby Fuller 4 songs. I just kind of thought it was the right thing to do.
There's nothing wrong with that. You go with it.
Only When I Dream and Julie, and then you ended the set there with?
Dylan Mondegreen, Something to Dream On. He's from Norway.
Cool.
Borje Sildnes.
That's his real name?
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, that record, that album, While I Walk You Home, just got issued on vinyl by this Japanese label, Fast Cut Records. It came out in, I think, 2009, and it was CD only, or, you know, obviously internet or MP3, whatever.
Yeah.
iTunes. But they just issued it on vinyl, and I got it from him, and he signed it, which was pretty sweet. But anyways, I was pretty excited to get it on vinyl finally.
Nice. All right, well, we always end with a Ramones song when you and I do episodes together. What are you thinking about tonight?
Let's do Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Yes, I love this.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. That Acid Eaters album, I saw them on that tour. And so that album's always kind of been special for me. It's real special.
Y'all are special. No, I like that album a lot, too. I just saw CJ Ramone play in Charlotte about a month ago. A month and a half ago. Super cool. Super nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Your episode where you interviewed him was so good.
Gave him an Orphan Radio t-shirt.
Sweet.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, good to see you, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, I'm coming to Kansas City in September.
I know it. I'm looking forward to it.
So time for quality bonding, you and me.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say it will rain a sunny day. I know shining down like water. I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know. Coming in, sunny day. Yesterday and days before, summer's cold and rain is hard. I know, been that way for all my time. To forever, I only go through a circle fast and slow. I know, I can't stop my wonder. So